What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, December 14th, 2016 here, and we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And getting right on into the news here, there is at this point little doubt. There is a coup d'etat going on in this country to get Donald Trump out of the White House, to put Hillary Clinton in, and that is the perfect name for it. It is a coup d'etat. Donald Trump won the election by the rules everybody agreed to play by going on in, and now there's an organized, wide-ranging conspiracy, and that is the perfect word, to find some way to turn this around. And I'm not the only person who's saying that. Article out of Stephen Lindman's website, anti-Trump coup attempt, coup attempt underway here. And basically just talking about how ridiculously out of control and disgraceful this entire situation has become. Now, to get into some of the specifics, out in Colorado, as you know, they have the Hamilton electors, and apparently they chose the name because of the Broadway play where the cast booed Vice President-elect Mike Pence. It's not getting a lot of traction here on the net because most people understand Alexander Hamilton was one of the private central bankers' agents trying to get the U.S. on the debt hook to those European central banks, which led to a lot of friction, and it was part of the tensions that eventually led to the duel with Aaron Burr here. And so these Hamilton electors, and even though Colorado went to Hillary, these electors went to the judge and said, we want a ruling that says we can vote our own conscience in the Electoral College. And I think they were doing this to set a legal precedent that could then be taken to other states where Hillary's people could go on into the Trump states and say, well, see, in Colorado, the judge just said, you know, you can unbind all these delegates. That failed at the state level. They took it to a federal court. The federal judge just ruled it down and said, this looks like a political stunt. And he's right. That's exactly what this is here. Now, everybody is talking about all these Electoral College members are calling for a full intelligence briefing on how Russia stole the election from Hillary Clinton. And they're still pushing this nonsense. And it began with a letter signed by 10 electors demanding the truth come out before they meet next Monday. So I guess the idea is they can accept their bribe money with a clear conscience, you know. Wow, look at that new home you've got there. Yeah, boy, don't you feel bad voting against your state voters? No. Trump was a Russian stooge here, and my conscience is clear here. Now, the good news on all of this, all of these people demanding the intelligence briefing are all Hillary electors anyway. They're going to vote for her anyway. This does not represent a significant change to the Electoral College makeup. What they're trying to do is find some way to convince the Republicans to change their votes. And I don't think they're going to get a lot of traction on this. And they're out there pushing, you know, Trump is a Russian stooge. He's under foreign influence. Well, let's talk about foreign influence with Hillary Clinton. All that money that poured into the Clinton Foundation from all these governments around the world, they didn't do that because they like her, because they think she's a snappy dresser. You know, and they have the hots for blondes. They did it in the expectation of favors, of influence. And even the documents leaked from within the Clinton campaign were showing these communications. These people are pouring this money into the Clinton Foundation in the expectation of access to then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. So this idea that Trump is a stooge and a Russian stooge, and they're going to incredible lengths about, oh, this friend of Trump got some kind of an award from over there in Russia, and one of the people on his staff actually did some paid work for Russia, and say, see, that, you know, I mean, it really is nonsense. And you need to wake up here. It isn't Russia that was trying to rig our election. It was the Central Intelligence Agency. They blew it, and now they're trying to make up for their error by coming out with this claim that Russia hacked the elections somehow, even though there's no proof of it whatsoever. And as I mentioned yesterday, the CIA isn't doing this because they love Hillary Clinton. It's because Hillary Clinton has the evidence of the CIA being a major smuggler of cocaine into this country to sell to your children, going all the way back to Operation Screwworm in Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton in the 1980s. Now, Martin Armstrong is out there slamming the CIA, saying this whole nonsense. It's really nonsense. It really is. And so we're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just rejoining the network. Basically, what the Central Intelligence Agency has done, they are claiming on the basis of a single anonymous source to know that Russia hacked the election. Now, all of the election officials in all of the states are saying there's no evidence this happened. So they're trying to slowly morph this back to Russia hacked the DNC emails. And this is the reason Hillary lost. So it's still Russia interfering with our elections. This from the CIA, which has a huge record of tampering in other nations' elections process and overthrowing other nations. And they're out there saying, yeah, you know, it's okay for us to do this to other countries, but don't you dare do it to us. Stunning hypocrisy. And, of course, Julian Assange is saying that the DNC emails were not a hack. They were a leak. Even the DNC said there was no evidence of a hack. It was an internal leak. In all probability, Seth Rich, for which he was murdered. And, it's nuts. Judge Napolitano is out there saying that he thinks somebody in U.S. intelligence was behind this, maybe somebody at the NSA. But in either case, it's got nothing to do with Russia. There are a lot of people very, very concerned about what's going on here, both because of Hillary's and Bill Clinton's long history of crime and corruption, the damage to our country, and the damage to our reputation around the globe from all this nonsense related to this soft coup d'etat, as it were. So, story coming out of Zero Hedge, from fake news to fake intelligence, where they're out there, we have intelligence that Russia hacked, and it's a circumstantial case, again, based on this anonymous source and this report to Congress, which now the CIA says there actually wasn't any report. So we don't even know where this actually began with. And it's not like the CIA is a trustworthy source. I mean, they've been caught lying about so many things throughout history. Nobody should take anything they say at face value. And interestingly enough, Caitlin Johnston, in an article in Newslog, came on out saying, believing something the CIA says is like trusting a meth addict with your car, and trusting the CIA when they're working with the Washington Post is like trusting a meth addict with your car, leaving your kid in the back seat, and giving them the house keys and money for Taco Bell. And that's absolutely right. Now, you need to remember that NSA, FBI, and the Director of National Intelligence are saying there is nothing to this story. It's another fake story from the Washington Compost, just like that one a week ago about how everybody out here in the independent media is part of Russia's propaganda network. And they had to sort of back away from it and say, well, maybe we're not sure. You know, we relied on an unimpeachable source at an anonymous website. All right, let's take a phone call. Sal in Colorado, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I would like to bring up a change to the Electoral College, which I think would be better than what we currently have. Instead of it being by state and giving them so many electoral votes, do it by county throughout the country.
A lot of people have suggested that. We had a caller yesterday who suggested do it by congressional district, which I have a problem with because of all the gerrymandering that's going on already.
Yeah, that may be a little wild. I'm seeing by county, one vote for whoever wins the county.
Well, certainly by that, Trump, going by that criteria, Trump scored a landslide because he took most of the counties. Hillary's entire election success, the place where she got all the votes, was the state of California, which is loaded with illegal immigrants, and all of these sanctuary cities, which are loaded with refugees and illegal immigrants. And we know that illegals voting in this election was a major epidemic across this country. I'll tell you something that I'm asking right now here. Up in Michigan, even though the recount is called off, the state of Michigan is investigating their election because the recount uncovered massive pro-Hillary election fraud all across the state in that presidential election. Why aren't the other states mounting investigations right now to look for election fraud? Or are they all going to do like that judge in San Diego did, who said, well, yeah, something was going on, but once it's certified, there's no remedy, and we're just going to look the other way over here.
Yeah, there should be an investigation in all the states. And the computers should not be used.
They have to go.
Tampered with.
Not only the computers, the tabulation centers, we don't need them. I wrote an article, I've been posting it all over social media, on how to have a much more trustworthy election system, and it's by crowdsourcing the election process, where the ballots are counted at the precincts in front of witnesses, the totals are posted, the local newspapers will then list all the totals from the precincts and total those so that anybody with a calculator can cross-check and make sure the math is correct. Then the state newspapers take the city totals, list them completely and a total, so you can take your calculator and verify that. And the national newspapers take the state totals, list all of those and the totals, so you can check it with a calculator. This means we're going to have literally 100 million Americans acting as election supervisors to make sure that count is correct. You don't need these tabulation centers. You don't need these optical scan and punch card readers. And you certainly don't need these electronic voting machines. And we need tough voter ID laws. And a lot of the states
correct.
That overturned their voter ID laws for this last election are already starting to reinstate them. And we need to do what they do over there in the Middle East, which is there's a little jar of blue dye. And when you vote, you stick your finger in it and it's harmless. And after a week, it'll wear off. But that proves you voted. It means you can't vote ever again in that election.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, we have to do that. And once we get through this attempted coup d'etat by Hillary and the liberalologists, I'm going to be putting my focus for the next 2 years on demanding a total overhaul of the election system. And under President Trump, we stand a good chance of getting it. Because Trump knows the election was being rigged against him. So does Bernie Sanders. We're going to get all these people together and say it is time for a fundamental change to how elections are done in this country, because the current system is literally designed to facilitate and conceal election fraud, and we need to go to a system that is open and verifiable by ordinary citizens.
Yes, I agree.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, and we're going to let you go here. And before we take another phone call, I want to get a few more stories in here. Let's look at how the fake news gets out there. And this Russia hacked the election is a good example. The Washington Post writes an article based on an unnamed anonymous source. The New York Times then cites the Washington Post as the authoritative truth, and then every other corporate media outlet says, well, the New York Times and the Washington Compost are saying it. It must be true. And that's how the fake news gets put out there. That's how it flows. It comes out from these two major newspapers, the New York Times and the Washington Compost, and they just the New York Slimes, we're going to rename them as well. The New York Slimes and the Washington Compost are held up as the absolute gospel, unimpeachable, sacrosanct truth that we should never, ever, ever question. even when they come out with these giant whoppers like Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Now, over at Fox News, remember what I said the other day about we're starting to see the corporate media divide into two camps. One camp is struggling to just take the world back to the way it was in the 1950s and 1960s. We, the corporate media, will decide for you what's important, what you should be thinking, what you should ignore. But we're starting to see more and more of the corporate media understand they're going to have to evolve and adapt to the new reality of a distributed citizen media. And Forbes is starting to show that. And over at Fox News, Tucker Carlson is doing that. And Tucker Carlson was interviewing Robert McElvain, who's a history professor down in Mississippi. And he wrote this article in the Washington Post, the Huffington Compost, saying there is substantial evidence that Russia stole the election for Donald Trump. Substantial evidence was the key word here. So Carlson brought him on and said, "What is your evidence?" And the professor just kept repeating over and over again, Russia hacked it. Okay, you say you have substantial evidence. What is it? And it just got more and more heated with this professor just literally having this attitude, you should just take my word for it. I'm a history professor. And finally, Tucker Carlson cut him off and said, I'm cutting you off. I gave you a chance to share that substantial evidence with us. You refuse to be real. And he basically pulled the plug on him. So good for Tucker Carlson. And I got to tell you, while we're on that subject of the newscasters, I used to have a lot of respect for Keith Olbermann, but he's drunk the Kool-Aid on this one, and he's out there saying the Russians are, you know, taking over our country, or the Red Scare is back, the commies are going to get you, and all the rest of this stuff. All right, let's take another phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you pretty much touched on what I was going to talk about, the fake news about they don't have to show the sources. They just repeat the lie over and over again and showing no evidence. But when you hear that, we've heard that little phrase right there, and mm-hmm. they offer no source for their information, where they're going with, you know it's a lie. But I did see on RT today, Russia TV today, that Saad was interviewed, and it was really interesting. He mentioned that the U.S. creates crisis in order to manage a crisis, which is totally true, and you and I know that, and all yes. RBN listeners know that. But I really am kind of hooked on this new, I've just really discovered RT News, Russia Today, and how good, incredible, and this resourceful these people are, and show their sources.
That's an important point to make here. Don't worry about the commercial break. I'm going to take you through the commercial break, but I wanted to make a point here. I took a course in journalism in college as one of my electives outside my major. And, you know, back then they were teaching the way you do journalism is who, what, where, when, how, why, and sometimes, you know, how. You know, always have at least two independent, verifiable sources before you, go to print. And we're seeing the American media just ignore that now. It's a giant rumor-mongering machine. I mean, the Washington Compost standards for journalism have plunged from what they were back in the Watergate days down to the level of the Midnight Sun. You know, we have an anonymous source that tells us the incredible frog boy is on the loose again. And it really is shameful. But you're right. Russia Today is still being very professional, multiple sources. They document where they're getting the information so that people can look at it and verify it for themselves, as opposed to this bombast we're getting from America's corporate media of, you will believe as we tell you to believe, or you're a Russian stooge and a traitor, and we're going to put you in the FEMA camps. I'm paraphrasing loosely here.
Well, actually, RT actually went to the extent to go to Aleppo and actually interview citizens. And citizens, they were saying, well, you know, we're hearing all these terrible things the United States is printing up in the headlines, and it's terrible. And the citizens were saying, no, it's not. The Western media is running with this. They're fabricating and lying. And he said, if it was so bad, would I be here in Aleppo with my daughter, my children right now?
Yeah, you're absolutely right there. And you're not seeing any American media in Aleppo. You're not seeing them there at all. Listen, we got to take a break for commercials. But, Steve, I am going to keep you over the commercial break, so don't hang up. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking with Steve in California about the fake news. And just the fact that the American corporate media has abandoned basic journalism 101 principles on how to research a story and vet it and make sure that you're not defaming somebody. Whereas Russia Today and most of the foreign media are behaving very, very professionally. Anything else you wanted to add to that, Steve?
Not to that, just two other quick comments. The North Dakota oil leak, I guess some of you discussed that, 176,000 gallons spills into the creek. It happened a day ago. Nobody is covering that on corporate media, not one media source on that one.
Well, we did cover it here because it certainly vindicates the concerns of the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters.
Right.
But again, the corporate media has just said they don't need to know about the oil that's coming down the river into their cities and into their water supplies. I mean, that's going to be bad for oil company profits. So they don't need to know that because we're getting all this advertising money from those oil companies.
Right. Last comment is, I have sent you this, and I know I sent John Stadler this. Been following the Baltic Dry Index, was down minus 21, yes, 2 days ago, minus 16, and minus 49. That's one of the biggest drops I've seen in one day. It's down to 1,003. But if you look at the stock market, which we know is not a consumer-driven stock market, we know there is zero relationship with the Baltic Dry Index compared to our Wall Street. No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
It's fabricated. I mean,
they were trying to drive that Dow up to 20,000, and then the Fed hiked the rates, and the Dow just went woo, way on down there, which shows how fragile that market really is and how much it is simply being gamed by the availability of inexpensive money. Well, the money got more expensive, and people started getting out of the stocks. And I haven't looked at the gold and silver prices since the Fed announcement, but I would expect they've gone up.
Yeah, but the raw materials are not being ordered. People are not shopping. This is the holiday season, and they are not spending. And that market should be following that Baltic Dry Index. It really should, and it does not.
Well, the time of year when the Baltic Dry Index is being influenced by the holiday shopping season is usually in May or June, because that's when the retailers are placing their orders to the manufacturers, and the manufacturers are ordering the raw materials. And the numbers weren't good back then. But, yeah, basically what it means is, holiday shopping aside, people aren't buying things. They're not buying new cars. They're trying desperately to get out of debt. And the whole system is approaching lockup.
Yeah. Well, Michael, the Fed increasing the rate is going to throw this economy into a tailspin. I mean, I think you're correct. Trump is going to inherit economic collapse. He's going to inherit it, and they're going to blame him for it.
Well, see, that's the good news with the rate hike, because we're going to see the economy start to head down before Trump takes office. And so nobody's going to buy that Trump wrecked the economy. We're seeing all these people coming, bringing jobs back to the U.S., making infrastructure investments. And it's put the liberalologists into an absolute panic, because it proves that Trump's approach being businesslike is a lot better than liberal ideology in terms of actually providing a comfortable lifestyle to the American people. And for the New World Order globalists, this is a nightmare. You know, we've worked so hard to get the American people used to a third world lifestyle, and now they're going to start becoming prosperous again. That's just going to make it more difficult to drop those borders.
That's it, Michael. Hey, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and I'm going to have to scroll back up because, let me see. I think, okay, Mark in Oregon, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you, sir?
Doing fine. We're going to have to be fast. We're coming up on a commercial break, but I am going to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
I appreciate it. And before I forget, Merry Christmas, very Happy New Year in life to you and yours.
Mele kalikimaka.
Thank you. Mike, I wanted to get into what Larry Nichols, who I think you're familiar with.
Oh, very much so. I've had him on the show. I've actually known him all the way back to the 1980s. We corresponded all the time about all that drug running and everything that was going on in Arkansas.
Yeah, he's a great man.
He is. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to have to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm coming right back to you. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Mark in Oregon, and we're talking about Larry Nichols, who's been on the show, and I have corresponded with him throughout the years about all of the crimes and corruptions of the Clintons, going all the way back to that CIA gun and drug running operation out of Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton, down to Nicaragua to arm the Contras, all of which was illegal. And that's why they funded it, by smuggling tons of cocaine into the United States of America to sell to your children. And Bill Clinton provided security, making sure that the state drug authorities stayed away from the smuggling operation, while Hillary and the Rose Law Firm set up a money laundry that involved all these land flips, Madison Guarantee, and the money was paid back out through an Arkansas state agency, the Arkansas Development Finance Authority. Act 1082 was written by Webb Hubble and signed into law by Governor Bill Clinton. And that was the payout. The checks were supposedly business development loans that were never actually repaid. That was the money laundry. So, Mark, what do you want to add to that?
Well, I would add to Mr. Nichols' resume, Mike, that, you know, as you're aware, and I'm sure much or most all of the audience, that he was the chief counselor advisor in the general area, but particularly in the area of the Clintons holding on to the power that they had during the governorship period in Arkansas.
Yeah, he's an insider, but he reached his breaking point, which I assume is what happened inside the DNC leading to that leak.
Yeah, well, it was actually children dying around the cocaine that was coming into Arkansas on the railroad tracks and things that were happening to children also at that time. He quit while Clinton was still governor of Arkansas, I believe, left the Clinton administration there. But Larry has very savvy knowledge because he, relative to the way the Clintons campaigned, the dirty tactics they used to gain political positions in their political career as such, and he's never been wrong about that. He's been coming on Alex Jones' show for years, and it's always turned out to be right what he predicts is going to happen in the short term. Now, he has a contact in the office of Senator Jeff Sessions, the hopefully soon-to-be Attorney General of the United States, appointed by Donald Trump. And this contact, who has contacted him today or yesterday, it's very recent information that's come to him because he called into Alex's show to actually be on. He wasn't scheduled to be on, but he can be on any time he wants to. That's how highly Alex regards Larry Nichols. And he says his contact in Senator Sessions' office said that there is a very serious threat on the Electoral College vote here. We know that Nancy Pelosi's daughter is actually collecting Republican electors to come in and listen to a lecture by the CIA saying all about how the Russians have hacked this election in Trump's favor and that the election is not really won by Trump, but actually was won by Hillary in the Electoral College, that things were so skewed by the Russians and their shenanigans interfering with the American election through the cyber network that actually they have come to the conclusion that Hillary Clinton is the winner of the Electoral College, and that they
I don't think the CIA believes that she won the election, but remember, the Clintons can blackmail the CIA over all that cocaine smuggling back in Arkansas in the 1980s, and so Hillary has the CIA by the short and curlies, and yes, we're seeing they're trying to convince Republicans that Russia's the villain, Russia's this and Russia's that. I don't know how much traction they're getting, because certainly for those people who are only watching the corporate media, they're probably buying into this story, but that's only 6% of the American population. And
right.
I think a bigger problem than gullible electors are corruptible ones, because of that one elector out of Texas who went public, and he got a lot of publicity over the fact that even though he was supposed to vote for Trump, he was going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
And, yeah, I saw him interviewed on Fox. He's real piece of work there.
And it turns out, you know, he's married with three children. He's out of work. He's bankrupt. He was signed up for the Ashley Madison cheating website. Now he's been linked with this payday loan scam company, and so he's in a lot of trouble, which means he can be bought. He needs about
sure.
$200,000 plus legal protection, and if this is the caliber of people who are being chosen as electors, then there's a major problem. Now, the upside right. of this whole thing with Pelosi and trying to convince the Republican electors, most of the states – in addition to their law saying that the electors must vote with the will of the voters, they have provisions saying electors can be replaced right up to the day of the Electoral College itself if they indicate that they are not going to comply with the will of the state voters. So we may see some last-second shuffling going on there. And behind that, of course, there's a final fail-safe mechanism in the Constitution where if it one senator and one representative conclude that the Electoral College was not acting in good faith, they can basically – Congress can override the Electoral College and take the decision for president and vice president to themselves.
Roger Stone came on after Larry Nichols. Roger feels still very hopeful, very optimistic that the Electoral College will go as it is, as it should go, relative to the popular vote. This is
Let's look at the count here. Hillary needs 41 electors to defect from Trump, because there are already two Hillary electors who are saying they're not going to vote for her because of all the stuff that's gone on down. So she needs 41, of which she appears to have 20. And there's this Harvard law professor who's out there offering free legal advice to electors who want to vote for Hillary Clinton and how they're going to deal with the fact that they're going to be facing legal problems in their home states if they do that. Now, that's aiding and abetting the violation of state law right there. This Harvard law professor ought to be in jail. He ought to be in handcuffs right now.
Well, they all should, Mike. It's all to the point with them, because they are totally in the corner, back up against the wall, talking all the way up to the Rothschilds and the Vatican. They're going to lose their world system that they want to bring in here, which they've brought largely in already. They've compiled it through the years, and they've really built up a structure of it. And that's all going to be taken away with Donald Trump very quickly. And they are desperate, and they will do anything. And if they can't get their way in the Electoral College, I truly believe, as Alex Jones does and Larry Nichols does, that they're going to go to civil insurrection in this country. And that's been written into the agenda for a long time. There's going to be so much upset among the large majority of the populace that voted for Donald Trump and are for Donald Trump and for their families, for this country, for our very physical survival outside of FEMA camps, that they're going to go to that agenda for an insurrection, a civil, large civil disobedience, turning to violence and having to be brought down by martial law, which equals FEMA camps, which equals the end of everything. That's where they're going to go to if they stop Donald Trump. It'll go to that if they don't make it in the Electoral College.
I'll tell you one other thing here that I'm very, very concerned about. I still think that Trump's thank you tour was a huge, huge mistake, and I am expecting there will be a serious assassination attempt on him before next Monday. Because if they can kill Donald Trump, then the Electoral College can hand the White House to Hillary and just say that we had no other choices. There was nobody else out there. But to hold a positive note, because I'm leaning more toward Roger Stone than Larry Nichols, look at everything they've tried to do so far. They tried rioting in the streets. That didn't work. They tried death threats on the electors. That didn't work. Now they're trying this linking Russia to Donald Trump, and they're not getting traction with that either. And all of these things, the public perception is that Hillary and the liberalologists are behaving like a bunch of spoiled children. And so it doesn't matter what they do from this point forward. Nobody's going to see this as legitimate.
Probably okay? 3 months ago, maybe a little bit longer, I said to you that I didn't know how he was going to do it, because it didn't look optimistic or really pessimistic at that time. Donald Trump was just struggling, campaigning like heavily, putting out a lot of energy into the campaign, personal appearances, and we all knew at the time that they were pushing and pulling every dirty trick they would, and they'd pull some more down the line from there in the future up to now, and they have.
Yes.
And I said that I believe that God has his hand on Donald Trump's back, and he's got Donald Trump's six. He's got his back, because he wants Donald Trump to be the president of this country. By all appearances, and I know in the spiritual knowledge that I have through the years personally everything was ringing in my gut that way. It's held true all the way through the campaign, all the way through the victory, and I believe he's going to be inaugurated as the 45th President of the United States. But we're going to play a part in that. You great radio people, Alex Jones, yourself, and others, people who call in like myself, try to share the enthusiasm, even if it's to get the word out, shout it to the rooftops. These people are not going to back down, even if they're allowed somehow to bring this country into martial law and have the end of everything just occur all around this election. We need to be popularizing the shenanigans that they're pulling in the Electoral College and what it can turn into, and mm-hmm. the civil disobedience aspect. That needs to get out there so people will be really motivated not to fall back on our laurels. And just because Donald won the election, he's going to automatically get in, because they're doing everything yeah. they can, and it can get real
nasty. It's a coup d'etat. It's a coup d'etat. It absolutely is. Yeah. Now, I sort of take the same position that Ben Franklin did. God helps those who help themselves, and so obviously, you know, we're going to continue to be very active and involved, decisively engaged in opposition to this coup d'etat. But it's a long way to go to January 20th, and sure. it really is insane. If their plan is to incite some kind of civil disobedience and domestic rebellion, that's going to come down to a very important question. On whose side are the rank-and-file military going to come down on? Now, I know the high
come
command...
Come down on our side, Mike. They're going to come down on our side, as well as the police.
I tend to agree, because I know a lot of military people, especially living here in Hawaii. We have the highest per capita density of military of any state in the union. And I know a lot of these people, and they are all strict constitutionalists. They all have very strong senses of honor and ethics, and I can't imagine anybody below the rank of major thinking that what Hillary is doing and a coup d'etat is the way to go. So anyway, listen, I need to let you go because we're running out of
time.
Thank you very much. We got a bunch of callers on the line here. I'm going to take some phone calls, and then we're going to close the phone lines because I have got a lot of stuff to get through. So we're going to switch over to another Mark. This one's over in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark in North Carolina?
Mark. Oh, Mike?
Yes.
I want to give dittos to the other Mark from Oregon, but as far because he's right on the money. But, you know, what I wanted to say is about RT. RT gives you information you don't get on our mainstream media. They actually have reporters to go into Syria, to go into Aleppo and Palmyra and other places and show you what's going on, show you the people, you know, greeting the Syrian army as liberators and the Russians as liberators, not what the mainstream media here, including Fox, tells you. The other thing is...
Our corporate media, they're standing in front of green screens using scenes from other wars and other times, you know, to sell their message here. And, you know, I get emails all the time saying, you know, how can you listen to Russia Today as opposed to CNN? And my answer is always the same. Russia Today didn't lie to us about Saddam having weapons of mass destruction.
The other thing is, as far as why the left, like Keith Olbermann, I'd say he's actually Keith Underman, would say what he's saying and say what they're saying about Russia. It's not the Red Scare anymore. They wish Russia was still a communist country. They don't like Russia Today because Russia is now a democracy. They're a free people. They're the Christian cross has replaced the hammer and sickle.
The hammer and sickle.
St. Petersburg is now St. Petersburg, not Leningrad anymore.
It's more fundamental than that. It's more fundamental than that. Putin took direct control of Russia's central bank to manage Russia's public currency as a public utility. That was literally the moment, the split second, that Russia went from being friend and ally of the United States to the top of the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. And because of Putin's wise management, the ruble is now a serious threat to the U.S. dollar's hegemonic domination of the world economy, along with China's yuan. And that's why we're always hearing this, Russia's bad, China's bad, we got to go to war with these people, we've got to crush them down, you know, and your children are going to have to die to preserve, you know, that which we treasure most in our society, which is that piece of ink and paper.
Yeah, well, he kicked the Rothschild bankers out of Russia, and that was a good thing. I mean, that they were running the place into the ground after the fall of the Soviet Union.
The Rothschild bankers run every place they do business into the ground. That's the problem. But they're always willing to share their loot with the political leadership in exchange for the population of the country being sold into their debt slavery.
Yeah, one more thing, Mike. I just want to give a warning to these clowns who think they're going to take this country away from us. We in middle America, if you dare try to overthrow Donald Trump, and that's what this would be a coup, you think you're going to have martial law. Well, let me tell you something. You lefties would have no chance against us people in middle America. We've got way more veterans, way more people that know how to handle firearms, way more people that know how to set ambushes and other things like that than you do. On top of that, like you just said, the mainstream, the rank-and-file military would not back you up. They would back us up. This wouldn't even
The U.S. could literally demand Hillary could literally demand the United Nations send troops in. Peacekeepers, we have to keep
But the UN wouldn't have a chance. They can't even go into a third world country and control it.
That's true. They're really messed up. All right, listen. Mark, I've got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with a couple more phone calls. Then we're going to close the phone lines and do some news. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike? Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to Ralph in New York City. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I want to ask you a hypothetical question. And what concept will be under economic collapse under Trump? And basically, in the entire world, in towards the United States, what would it really mean if a true economic collapse really hits this country under a Trump administration?
Well, the collapse is going to be global, and it may start here in the United States. It could very well, in fact, I would say it's more likely to start in Europe. But because of economic globalism and the shutting down of borders to economic activity, there's going to be no way to contain it. Remember back in 2008 when the mortgage-backed security fraud melted down and the contagion from that spread all over the world. And what should have just been a problem for Wall Street became a serious issue for the banks of Europe and Asia. In the coming crash, it's going to be a lot worse because they didn't learn from that lesson. The globalists are still out there saying we want one planet, one economy, and cashless society. So when it all implodes, everybody's eating each other.
So will it be good or bad, in your opinion?
It's going to be bad. Well, you know, there is no way to have a good economic collapse. If you're looking for a positive, yeah, it'll be the end of globalism. If nobody has any money, governments can't tax it away from you to pay for more war. We could be seeing a collapse of the American Empire and aftermath very much like the collapse of Rome and its Western Empire, which basically opened the door to a new Dark Ages. It's not impossible for it to happen again where, everybody descends into religious hysteria and warlords and fighting, and they turn their back on science and medicine and technology. It is not beyond the realm of possibility that we could see human civilization take a major, major step backward.
Exactly. So we could be in that situation anytime soon, you're saying?
It's only a matter of time. I'm amazed they've been able to hold it together as long as they have. And I know the conventional wisdom is as long as they've got the computers and the printing presses, they can paper over all the debts. I mean, this idea about negative interest rates is absolutely absurd. There is no such thing. If the interest rates are negative, you are technically in a state of default. And look at all the banks who are doing that right now.
Well, Janet Yellen just raised the interest rate, 1% today?
They've raised it in a window. It's from... it was 1%, and it had an immediate devastating effect on the stock market because the stock market doesn't represent the economic activity of the American people. It's basically this giant open-air gambling casino that is being propped up with cheap money. Well, the money isn't cheap anymore, and that's why the stock market's taking a hit. And it's a reminder of just how fragile the stock market is and how much of an illusion those sky-high numbers are.
Well, as I was saying, no one's spending money on real estate. No one's spending money in the stores. And Walmart's not becoming, and the shopping malls are becoming,
They're talking about Sears and Macy's may go away next year. Yeah, when all the money is piled up at the top, the economy can't work. And the money junkies don't see it. Got to take a break here station identification. Back with one more phone call from John in Barbados, and then we're going to have to close the phone lines for a bit.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.